Make expulsions great again. Mega greater than mega. Thanks for all laughs. Peacefully sleeping when attacked by a lust demon to completion grower percent $30. Love you.
Move to Astoria. You have to escape. You have the money. You don't have to keep doing this anymore. You can just go be a twinkie gay boy at the club. You're like in the prime years of your life. You don't have to spend them like this.
Big Badinky Bone sent $100. Couple cues. 1. Cooler Chicago St. Patrick's Day function. River dying or Western Avenue parade? Not which one would you go to. Probs neither 2. Faith president before first term Trump. And why? Watched the DDR doc the other night. Almost have hope again.
I sympathize with this.
These are all horrible. Every one of these is horrible. Every single one of these super chats has been horrible. Every single one. We should change it to make expulsions great again. You kill yourself.
Did you even hear the last one, Nick? You're just, the last one didn't, you're stuck on that previous one.
Self. Cooler Chicago St. Patrick's Day
thing. Okay, there you go.
Dude, really? Thanks for the big super chat. I'm not helping you. Google it. Google fucking Yelp or whatever. Favorite president before Trump and why? I don't know, dude.
Why don't you act like this with our super chats? Well, I might be simplifying a bit, but I think the main difference is that I like my job.
Nobody. Adolf Hitler, Napoleon. Seriously? Favorite president? I don't know, dude. Washington. Seriously?
Baskin sent $20. In the desert, Satan offered Jesus all the kingdoms of the earth. The Jews took that deal. Their success isn't just nepotism.
Oh, gosh.
Nathan 15688 sent $20. I am not trying to gate up. Please clarify and tweet for 2026. Vote D for House and R for Senate. Number on a guy sent.
I'm not doing it. Fuck you. I'm not.
Number on a guy sent $20. On another note, Buster getting fat. Black Jew molester sent $20. How do I change my name? Allegedly guilty sent $25. Have you considered getting a Jew wife? Goyim Lives Matter sent $20. The urge to hang the Epstein class myself is killing me. Why has Jace Trey sent $50. Fairly new grower per mom here. My son and I love your show. We will be voting Democrat in 2026 for the first time ever. Thank you for all you do.
Let's
You're in my
go!
Rosary intentions every day. God bless you.
Thank you. Finally, a good super chat. W mom.
DNC's strongest soldier. It was me for 2024, and now it's him. The torch has been passed on.
Mother and son combo. W's in the chat. That's very wholesome. And two more Democrats for the cause.
Veronica sent $25.
Love it.
You said July 13th, 2024. The day Donald Trump lived long enough to see himself become the villain.
You don't like Reddit Marvel Nazism, Nick? That's just how a lot of people are. Reddit Marvel Nazis.
Really?
Joey321 sent $20. We need some Israel last hats. Respect. Lil Wade sent $20. Yo, Nick, St. Patty's Day coming up, was wondering if you'd be down to come with me and the boys for some beers in Hinsdale, LMK.
Are you crazy? Yeah, let me...
Let's hang out in Hinsdale with the boys. I don't know, man. I don't know about all
Spotland
that. I don't even
$50.
Know you.
Hi, Nick. Did you see Larry Silverstein bought U.S. Bank Tower in L.A.? Or is that fake?
I'm going to ragdoll if I hear one more.
Jeffrey Epstein groomed Trump since 1987. Willie Silverstein just...
Yeah, it's another 9/11. They're just running it back. Same guy. Larry Silverstein bought the bank tower. It's another 9/11.
Roy Forever sent $100. Yep. Western Christians are silent while 161K Catholics are murdered by Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon. 1.4 million of our people at risk. Nick, this is a test of who we really stand for. Big Dog sent $20.
Okay.
I spoke to an NSN member. Is Islam or world jewry the larger short-term threat to the United States?
Dumb question.
Rose John sent $20. Is it
fact
when you become God Emperor of Earth, will you be giving everyone state-mandated Rallis pairs? Creepy Kramer sent $200.
Dude,
thanks for the show, Nick. I will vote how you tell me since I'm only 3/5 a person, woman.
It just gets worse and worse.
Go on, even engage with that one. Okay. Not even, no interest in even like the playful banter. I don't know. How far can you go with this when the only animus is contempt? Like, there's not even an interest in doing the comedy bit. He's got to do comedy bits sometimes, right? Does he cover the news? I don't know. I don't watch Nick Fuentes. I don't know. He has to do something at some point, right? I assume he's unfortunately so fine. It's not unfortunate. He's not actually a Nazi. Now, again, Nazism is as capable of being invoked in the modern day as communism. You are as likely to create the Fourth Reich as you are to storm the palace with the Red Army and like recreate the Soviet Union. It's not happening. These are just affects. We're looking at the past for models on how we build the future, but we failed to acknowledge the fact that the world we live in today does not allow. The soil quality has degraded, okay? You can't plant that anymore. It's not happening. Yeah, can't cross the same river twice. For sure.
Worse as the night goes on. Thank you for the big super chat, I guess. Since I'm only 3/5 as a person. Bitch, what are we doing? Like, that's just, the pygmy's insane. Anyway,
That's true. He's cooking with that one. 100%. Can you imagine if you were like an actual Nazi and black people kept donating? They were like, I'm 3/5 contributor to the ethno state here. And you were actually racist? That'd be, I don't know. I think that'd be a little bit aggravating.
I appreciate the big super chat. Thank you very much.
The chats make me want to staple my nuts to a wooden table. And I've been seeing reports online about military doomsday planes conducting drills. What are your thoughts on this? Thank you for everything that you do.
It's like they do that every time, man. First time, a doomsday plane just flew over my house. Get in here, Anon! Happening General! A doomsday plane just flew over my house! I live in Saudi Arabia and a nuclear missile just flew over my house! Iraqi Anon here! A Jericho missile just flew over my backyard!
This is camp, this is drag.
Get in here, lads! Happening General! It's really happening!
Every time the National Guard drives on the highway, every time you people ask me about a draft, by the way, just to let you guys know, internally, I'm just playing this. I'm rotating this in my head. Any happeners in chat? Civil War, draft, World War III. He gets so much money, what the hell? Yeah, you can make a lot more money if you're willing to carve out this demographic, this viewer demographic. Why is he now bored of his Nazi chat? Because it used to be fun and edgy to deny the Holocaust, I guess. But now the Trump administration is filled with people who don't think the Holocaust happened, like Stephen Miller, or they think it was good or whatever, and nothing's happening and everything's gay and lame. Like, you got what you wanted. You got the insane far right, like epic meme government. You know, every branch of the federal government every day posts some insane 4chan neo-Nazi propaganda to Twitter and nothing changes. It's the same shit. We're still subservient to Israel. The housing market's still going to fucking explode. 99.999% of the economy is still the stock market. Like, 100 guys all doing a fucking circle jerk and reinvesting the money in a big circle, borrowing everything from the bank so they can leverage their existing. Like, the problem is, it's like the dog that chased the car. Once you get the car, it's like, well, okay, well, what the fuck do I do now? Have exhaust fumes belched in my face? He no longer feels like part of the counterculture. Part of it is not feeling like part of the counterculture, and part of it is the acknowledgement that you can never, ever get what you want. There will never be a mass deportation from the United States. It will literally never happen. The like based epic opposition to Israel, the opposition to global Jewry or whatever, it turns out that global Jewry, as they understood it, was really just like a ethnicized, racialized aspect of the real threat, which is global capital, which they don't give a fuck about because it would require them to read, and also it doesn't make them feel based. Like, they think it's based to be like, oh, the Jews control the banks, but then when you read up on it and it's like, okay, well, actually a lot of people control the banks. I mean, some are Jewish, I guess. And you could literally, like, you could get rid of every Jewish person in global finance and nothing would change. Literally nothing. You all know that, right? Literally not a single thing would change. There would be like a little blip, but the same thing would happen, like removing Maduro from Venezuela or removing Khamenei from Iran. What happened? Literally fucking nothing. Because there's not that many Jewish people. There's like 14 million in the world. Like, okay, it would, like, you would remove 14 million people from the world, and that would suck because that's like really bad. But then, like, the global economic order does not in fact rely on the whims of a tiny, tiny ethnic religious minority. So, like, it's not just the counterculture thing. It's like you will never, ever reach the car that you want to. So all you can really do now with this bullshit is pantomime oppositional rhetoric. You can, like, gesture. You can LARP about it. Like that one guy who donated. What was the dono? It was, what do you think is a bigger threat to us, Islam or global Jewry? And it's such an insane, like, you're shadow boxing in an empty room. Like, the war you're fighting has nothing to do with the real world. And Nick realizes that now because there's no longer the, like, superficial entertainment value of being an edgy contrarian. That's it. Do you think he'll switch communist, be edgy again? I mean, I don't know about communists, but he's literally telling people to vote for Democrats in 2026. So you can take from that what you will. But again, he doesn't really care about Nazism. He never has. He's always been fine with Jewish and black people. Like, all the shit he said about them has just been, it's edgy contrarian chanter stuff. I feel like I've over-explained this, so maybe it's boring, but a lot of people don't actually believe the stuff they say they believe, and a lot of people don't believe the stuff they think they believe, you know? Like, let me put it this way, okay? A racist back in 1930, like, let's say a racist white man, okay? A racist white man in 1930 might basically never talk or think about race. because it's just not a feature of his day-to-day life. His family, his friends, his workplace, they're all white, so it just doesn't really, like, he's aware there are other races, but he doesn't really engage with it. But then, upon passing by a black man in the street, he might feel, like, genuine disgust, like, actual revulsion, and the idea of, like, his daughter dating a black guy, like, murderous rage, because he has an ingrained set of racist beliefs, but they're not, like, necessarily a part of his day-to-day motivation for living. A modern-day racist, their day-to-day motivation for living is all racial animus. It's all they think about. It's all they talk about. They jerk it to racial cuck porn. They are nonstop thinking about race jokes, race, like race bits, whatever. It's their entire life. And it's completely inauthentic because they actually don't mind people of different races. It's a common joke in online racist circles that people will act like that and then have, like, black and brown friends. They won't actually care. It's all an affect. What we've seen, and I know I'm overusing this, but what we've seen over the past century is a flip in the affect and the effect. People used to be very effectively racist, but whether or not they were affective, whether they appeared and acted and presented racist, kind of varied depending on their day-to-days. But now we flipped, where there are many people whose whole fucking life is affecting racism nonstop, but then, like, day-to-day, they don't really care. Look at the White House. Stephen Miller is a Jew. J.D. Vance is married to an Indian woman. Donald Trump is married to, like, an Eastern European, and he met her through a Jewish multimillionaire financier child rapist. All these people are surrounded by and marry and have sex with people of other races. But if you take a look at the propaganda that comes out of the White House, it is nonstop white nationalism. I don't think these people actually care about the talking points they claim to care about. For a wide variety of reasons, there has been a shift in how people, like, assign their priorities when it comes to bigotry. So that's the reason why this is this, right? Nick Fuentes had fun with the affect, but now it's boring because they got what they wanted and it wasn't fun. And the effect is irrelevant because Nick Fuentes would have no problem having friends and partners who were black or Hispanic or Jewish. Literally not. I guarantee you, there is not a single mote of genuine disgust in his body. He could, especially if he was removed from public life, like he didn't really care, he wasn't like YouTubing or whatever. Not YouTubing, you know, Kick, I don't know, wherever the fuck he is. He would not give a shit. He was clearly having a blast hanging out with avowed homosexual Milo Yiannopoulos and known black man Kanye West. He was having a blast, you know? Then what do they care about? They just LARP. I think for the most part, they care about the affect, the presentation, because it's a way of doing in-group vice signaling that they use as a show of social, like, sort of social awareness in that environment. It's like an in-group, out-group thing, except the in-group isn't race, it's being racist, which isn't how it used to work. Nick might genuinely dislike women, though. Vosh, here's some more of Nick crashing out. That's okay. I kind of know how it goes. I've seen enough of it, you know? I know the gist of it. It is weird, though. Like, I think that there might genuinely be more racial animus in many, like, liberal Zionists than there is in Nick Fuentes. Not really a statement on their sort of utilitarian harm, like how much damage they're causing to the political space, but the internal world is important, too. Understanding an internal world is important to understanding how you can change a person's mind. Which is the reason why I've never really focused that hard on, like, debunking bigotry from people like this. Because the bigotry is a second-order belief. It's not what they really believe, and they don't really care about the belief. What they really care about are narratives, usually having to do with their perceived, entitlement to certain rights that they no longer have, like a girlfriend or whatever. It comes back to the sexual insecurity thing. That they actually do believe in. But you can't debate them on that because, like, they'll never open up about it, you know? Is the flip in the affect effect a woke victory? Yes, it is, 100%. Progressivism is so strong that I genuinely believe that Nick Fuentes is more progressive on average than a Democrat from 1990. On almost every axis, gay, trans, race, in his head. Not what he says, obviously, but in his head, easily. Overwhelming victory. Progressivism is not just the long arc of history, it is the only argument. There is no argument for reactionary politics, because even its greatest proponents live as though it wasn't their mandate. You know, even the most reactionary people have to pretend in their day-to-day lives that they're exempt from that. Because as it turns out, it just fucking sucks. If you meet someone who you think is cool, it really doesn't matter what their race or religion or gender or ethnicity is. Lynching and violent hate crimes have gone up. I'm not sure it's all performative. I'm only talking about this kind of person, not all people. Usually actual racial violence is conducted by mentally unwell people. But also, I'm pretty sure that, like, there's less hate crimes now than there was back in the 1990s. Like, there's been a shift up since Trump. But again, usually hate crimes aren't committed by, like, hate crimes. Can you imagine Nick Fuentes doing a hate crime? What the fuck is he? He's going to walk and see, like, an interracial couple and, like, personally fucking hit them or something? Like, what do you, like, no. Usually that kind of animus is like very low IQ, mentally unstable people. Like a white guy with a swastika tattoo and a 70 IQ and like a domestic violence charge or three, and they might do it. You know, it's like relegated to the lowest social class, essentially. Sit with your hoodie up and then sit and pose like Nick. Nick's posture is bad for your back. I have a worse back than he does, so I don't wanna. He did a hate crime, didn't he? No. A woman knocked on his door and he opened it and she was there with her phone and she was like, "You're sexist," which he is. And then he freaked out and hit her. It's not really a hate crime. I think he just panicked. Like, I mean, it was like bad and he got in trouble for it, but I don't think it's got spooked. It was close to a woman for the first time. Why'd you ban the G word? Goy? Because as fun as it is, if you guys had unlimited license to use it, this chat would be indistinguishable from like any Nazi chat, which is unacceptable to me. My criticisms have always been principled. I do not want people blurring that line. I've worked very hard to make sure people don't blur that line. Like, I don't think, I mean, listen, I think that it's not, I do not think it's necessarily anti-Semitic at all, because what you're critiquing is the Jewish supremacist distinction between Jews and Goyim, right? I think it is valid to make fun of a Jewish supremacist by doing like, oh, bits, oh, he wants you to be a Goy slave or whatever, because that's their ideology. The problem is that you guys are all stupid and you don't know how to contextually couch your words, so you would just use it all the time, anytime Jews came up. And I know this because for years, until we banned it, you guys would throw the triple parentheses, the echoes, around anything that was Jewish, whether or not it had anything to do with the intended point of that meme, which is to make fun of Nazis accusing Jews of being responsible for all ills of the world. The whole point of echo posting, like as a joke, was you're making fun of the Nazi mindset that everything in the world, like a Jew was the carpenter that set your floor molding and that's why you stubbed your toe. That was the joke. But you guys just put echoes around everything, so we had to ban it. And you would do the same thing with Goy, so we ban it. Yeah, you guys literally did the echo shit when Ben Shapiro was on screen. Before he even said anything. You just saw a Jew. You know? And I don't think you guys, by and large, are anti-Semitic. I just think you're fucking retarded and trying to fit in. Like, you're no different from Nick Fuentes' chat in this respect, you know? Ineptly grappling with terminology in an effort to signal that you're part of an in-group. Hey, don't say that. Hey, I'm just saying! Most importantly, unfunny. That is the biggest problem. Even if it was ambiguously bigoted in some contexts, a lot can be excused if you're being funny. But if you're not being funny, and you're not, that's that. Are you not promoting anti-Semitism? Earnest question. What the fuck are you talking about?